It's the People versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that shines the light on the fighters who beat their chronic health issues naturally. Now, here's your host, Kevin
W. Reese.
Eat the sunlight, the sunlight, the sunlight.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode number 2 of the People versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that's showing you what's possible. This is your favorite health educator in the whole wide world, Kevin W. Reese. Today I'm talking to Amber, who has an amazing story about overcoming her blood pressure after 7 years. You got to hear what the doctor said. Migraines gone, leg swelling gone, lumps gone, stomach pain gone. It's a great story. And we're going to talk to Amber in just a second. But first, I want to remind you that my de-stress challenge, 7-day challenge, is absolutely free and you should go get it right now. It's free. I'm giving it to you. I'm gifting it to you. If you're watching on Facebook, we'll put it up in the post. If you're listening on iTunes, go to eatthesunlight.com/pages/de-stress and you can enroll in that for absolutely free. I want to help you out. If you like what you're hearing, like what you're seeing, be sure to subscribe on iTunes. And if you're on Facebook, hit that share button. We want to spread this stuff. This is amazing stuff, revolutionary stuff. So with that said, let's talk to Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Kevin.
Here we are again. And your blood pressure is, it's such a remarkable story. You, how old are you again?
I'm 30.
So you had it for 7 years. That takes you back to 23. That's pretty young lady there, 23 years old, high blood pressure. And they told you it was hereditary, right?
They did. I remember the doctor telling me, because I was so young, they felt like it must just be hereditary. I tried to lose a little weight to see if that would change anything, and it didn't. So they said, you know, that's it. It's genetic for you, and you're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life.
Mm. So, okay. So you were hesitant about jumping in the ETS 120 program. You messaged me on Facebook, I remember, and you, I think they kind of convinced you that it was hereditary. And, what made you leap? What made you jump in?
Right before I was going through a lot of like scary stuff, like my blood pressure had got sky high. My body was in all sorts of pain. It's stuff that they couldn't even figure out. So with that, and then the rise of my blood pressure, I mean, I was getting readings of like 150 over 100. So it was like very scary for me. Chest pains and everything. I even went to the hospital at one point. So I was just like, something has to change. I seen a lot of people on your Facebook page posting their stories, and I just thought it was great. And why not go for it? You know?
And so you came in hesitant, and before you knew it, your blood pressure was too low.
Yeah.
Because the program brought it down, but yet you were still taking your meds. So you went to the doctor, and what happened? Tell me what happened.
So right around like day 60, I went to the doctor, and I told her the program is working. I mean, my blood pressure keeps dropping. I got super dizzy, and she said, all right, well, let's cut it in half, cut your dose in half. And then 2 weeks later, I went back. My numbers had been great all throughout. So she said, that's it. We're going to take you off your medication and stick with the diet. I mean, she was very firm on that. Stick with the diet. It's working for you. Nothing else has ever worked for you. Mm-hmm. So stay with it.
Amazing. And she was shocked. Was she shocked?
Oh, yeah. She was definitely in shock.
Shock the doc. Hashtag shock
right.
the doc.
Yes.
So no more 7 years. I mean, so many people know about your blood pressure issues, obviously being close to you, friends, family, whatever. What do they think about it now? No more. It's gone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody was really shocked. I mean, years and years and years of me stressing over my blood pressure and, you know, obviously going to the hospital, like I said, and having all these issues, everybody was like completely shocked, but so happy for me to finally, you know, be over that and one less thing for me to worry about.
Very cool. And okay, let's talk about your leg swelling. You had a really kind of weird thing going on there with your legs. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I noticed a few months before I started the challenge, I had these lumps on the side of my thigh, really tender to touch. And, you know, I went to the doctor for that, and she, without even doing any kind of testing, she just said, well, it's probably varicose veins that you have. You know, try some ibuprofen for the pain. Try the stockings, elevate your legs, all that stuff. I tried everything and nothing was working. So I finally went back to her and she did send me to a specialist. And the specialist said, you don't have varicose veins. He couldn't tell me what it was, but he said, your veins look great. So then like shortly after that, I started noticing I was getting swelling on top of my thigh, the same leg. Again, they had no idea what it was. Nothing was working. So I was just dealing with the pain, dealing with the swelling. And now that's completely gone.
And Dr. Shocked?
Definitely shocked.
Again, hashtag shock the doc.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just keep shocking them. That's great. And isn't it funny how they just don't know. And it's the way that they're taught in med school.
Yep.
And when they don't know, they say, well, it's probably this. It's probably that. They use the word probably. Right. It's probably this, probably that, right? You hear the word probably.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I would definitely say within the last year, with everything that I had going on, everything was probably. So it doesn't really make you feel too good.
What about migraines? You suffer from migraines too, right?
I did. Since I was a teenager, I would get migraines sometimes like twice a week. I mean, really bad. They would put me out for like a couple of days. And now, I mean, no migraines at all.
And we have a high, very high success rate with migraines. We see those testimonials popping out all the time. And you had stomach pain as well, right?
Yes, I had like right under my rib. I started getting this really bad pain, went to the doctor, got ultrasounds done. Nothing was showing up. They kind of said, well, maybe it could be heartburn or something along those lines. So they're giving me medications left and right, different things to try. Try this for a month, try that for a month. Nothing worked. So again, with the Eat the Sunlight program, that pain is gone as well.
Beautiful. And yeah, I think you're a great example of, because so many people come into the program and they're suffering. This program is about healing, not about weight loss. Of course, people lose weight. Some people lose 40 pounds. But it depends on what the body needs to release. You only lost 10 pounds.
Right.
So for somebody watching that's, say, 50 pounds overweight, that's not appealing to them, right?
Right.
But you gained all this freedom from all this pain going away. So you're a great example of weight really not mattering. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the weight is just a bonus. The weight loss is a great bonus. But I mean, what I've gained other than that is amazing. I have great energy, no more pain. I mean, I feel 100%. So really the weight loss was definitely not the main thing. It's just a bonus on top of feeling so much better.
With all this success that you're having, I mean, it's got to be mind-blowing to be a spectator, whether it's your husband or your friends, your family, to see it happen. Are you inspiring other people by just being a billboard, a walking billboard?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my husband has made great changes in his diet, like, shocked me, really. Definitely, you know, I've had friends and family, everybody who's really interested, clients who even have joined the program. So it's definitely, people are asking questions, people are interested, they want to see, you know, what this program could do for them. So there's a lot of people.
And do you find a lot of people hesitant though? Like a lot of people don't want to give up their precious animal flesh and all that
stuff? Oh yeah, absolutely. Some people think I'm crazy, you know, they're like, oh gosh, no meat, no cheese. There's no way I can give up cheese or coffee or whatever. But
where do you get your protein? Where do you get your protein?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge question. Where do you get your protein? So there's definitely those people who are hesitant or, you know, not willing to give up anything. But you know, I mean, hey, that's on them. I feel great. So for me, it's all worth it.
Yeah, and how can somebody say that, you know, not getting enough protein is bad for you when you've healed from all these things? It's like,
exactly, right, right.
Yeah,
I have the proof.
Yeah, absolutely. And You know, what do you think it's going to take for more people to understand that there is another way, that you don't have to sit there and suffer with the chronic illnesses? There is another way. There is a natural way. You know, there's fruits, there's herbs, there's eat the sunlight. What do you think it's going to take to become more of a mainstream thing?
I really think like the testimonials from people who have done it, I think that's the biggest thing. Absolutely. Because that was definitely what drew me in. And you know, it's just hearing the proof from other people, hearing their stories, what they went through, how they have overcome, you know, all their issues. I think that is huge.
Yeah. And that's the discovery that I made, doing this health career that I got here. I started realizing that, you know, the product wasn't the program. The product wasn't the tea. You know, it's not the book. It's the people.
Absolutely.
And it's the results. And I feel like the product of Eat the Sunlight is the success stories. It's talking to you right now. And so somebody who's suffering can say, she did it. You know, so I agree with you on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
And so now, you know, it's important for you to stay on track. If you fall off that wagon, it's going to hurt.
Right. Absolutely. I'm focused. I'm focused. I feel too good to throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah. You are very focused, and you're going to work with Eat the Sunlight and help future people. Do you think that you can, you know, motivate other people coming into the program and make sure they stay on track? Some people fall off.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's easy to fall off, but I mean, as long as they get back up and keep it going, you know, and they'll get the results. And then right there, I mean, that's enough. That's enough to stick with it after.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And then what program are you going to do next? You're going to do the food addiction program?
I think, yeah, I'm definitely going for the food addiction.
What foods were you addicted to or are addicted to?
Oh, my favorite food is pizza for sure. Mm. So that was like hard to give up. And then I'm a big dessert person. So like any kind of desserts, I always have room for dessert. So, and I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I still like struggle with that. Like, oh, you know, I want that. And you know, I'll go for a fruit instead. It's just that sweet. And it really does satisfy me. So
sure.
Huge. Yeah.
Isn't it unbelievable how we get addicted to these foods?
Oh like, yeah.
If pizza never existed, you would have no idea what it tastes like.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's going to be difficult for you having a 2-year-old. You have a lot of years and you have roughly 16, 17 years left of, them going through the American system.
Right. That's going to be tough.
School system, lunches, they have milk and taco day and stuff like
yep.
that. And it's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm glad I'm starting her off young, you know, and hopefully she'll just enjoy eating better and carry that with her.
Sure.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people don't understand that, you know, genetics do play a factor.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they're always going to affect you, but you know, the baby boomer generation, our parents, well, you're younger than I am, but my parents are the baby boomer generation. That generation really screwed things up. You know, they started eating canned food after World War II, and, you know, the microwave dinners came out, the microwave in general came out, soda started advertising on cable television, Coke and Pepsi went crazy, McDonald's. These things really hit hard.
Mm.
And by the time we got into the 90s, it was an explosion.
Oh, yeah.
So now my generation, right, the people that are like between 35 and 45, we're getting sick by the time we're 40 years old, some of us even younger. And then we pass that down to our kids,
mm-hmm.
right? So it keeps getting worse. Because if you have right. weak kidneys or weak adrenals or weak thyroid, you're going to pass that on to your children. So now you're changing that. You're
Yeah.
So now if you have another child, it's going to be actually, they're going to be healthier.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they told you that your blood pressure was hereditary. What's the health of mom and dad?
So my mom, she does have diabetes. No high blood pressure. Nothing on her side of the family. My father, I mean, he has COPD, but no problems with his blood pressure at all. And his side of the family, he was adopted. So I don't really know like what his, you know, parents, what they had going on or anything like that. But I mean, he's, aside from his COPD, he's pretty healthy.
Right. I think the whole hereditary thing is kind of a crutch for the doctors, you know, they just.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, and more people waking up and going the natural route. I don't know what these doctors are going to do. I don't know. Eventually they're going to have to revolt. And the medical establishment, med school, is going to have to change.
Right.
There's no other way around it. They're going to have to start talking about grapes and apples.
Exactly.
They got no
choice. Well, hopefully they do.
Yeah, and hopefully we can be a catalyst for that. We eat the sunlight and people like you. So thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me. And your story is amazing. You're an inspiration to a lot of people.
Thank you.
High blood pressure for 7 years.
Yes. Big relief.
And high blood, it's scary. High blood pressure is scary.
Oh yeah. It was terrifying. It really was.
And you, and it looks, one more thing just popped in my head is detox symptoms.
Oh yeah.
Healing hurts. That's what we say, right? Healing hurts. You don't just switch your diet and then, ooh, you're better in 60 days. No.
Right.
You have to eliminate the waste out of your body. So what type of healing events did you have?
So I lost a toenail.
Yeah.
That was an interesting one. Awesome. Yeah. That was really, really weird. And then I remember like one that freaked me out is I broke out on the roof of my mouth and I thought I was having an allergic reaction to something. And then I realized it happened a few times that was detox. You know, more intense was like, I remember one day I woke up and all like my leg and my stomach pain, it was like, it all came back to me times 10. So I had that happen a few times that it was like really, really intense. And then it was gone. So those were like some of the biggest things. Definitely headaches here and there.
Healing hurts.
A rash. Yep. Like it was, but I was all for it. Let it come out. I'd rather it come out.
It's the body purging. It's a living organism. It's a beautiful thing. If people could just understand it, some people get scared.
Right.
But that's why we have a support system. We have a coaching staff in the private Facebook group. And we, you know, we do our best. And healing hurts, and it's just the way it is. So it's like fitness, right?
Right.
If you want to get in shape, you're going to be sore.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it, actually. Yeah.
So.
Very true.
But I always, you know, I love the detox symptoms. When I hear your toenail fell off, I'm like, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's the weak cells being eliminated, and now you probably got a nice, shiny toenail that grew in the
toenail. Exactly. Yep.
All right. Awesome. Amber, thank you so much for taking the time out. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So there you have it. A great story from Amber, and we're going to keep giving you more stories on this podcast, The People Versus Chronic Illness. Don't forget to go get that de-stress course. It's absolutely free. eatthesunlight.com/pages/de-stress. It's yours. Take it. Please just take it. And if you're on iTunes, subscribe. If you're on Facebook, share this, spread the word. And we're going to keep doing these podcasts and just showing you what's possible. Signing off, this is Kevin W. Reese. Walk with peace.
It's The People Versus Chronic Illness, the podcast that shines the light on the fighters who beat their chronic health issues naturally.